Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I am afraid. You know, I don't know if I'm getting this right. I wonder about this all the time. And that's all I want as a mom, you know, is to do this job really well. And I'm tired of feeling like I'm doing it wrong. So, hi. Are we good, hi. Andrea? Are we good?
I look great, if that's what you're asking.
You guys
were just talking shit about me, weren't you? Okay, here's the thing. Listen, here's what everyone needs to know. I needed to reapply my lipstick, okay? I was looking
very
pale.
Not only did you need to reapply it, we watched you reapply it, like, in the screen. It was fantastic.
How else would I see what my lips look like so that I could reapply it if I weren't using this camera?
It was so great. Everybody needs to go to YouTube. Make sure you follow our show on YouTube, and you can see Andrea's lipstick looks fantastic. We were start recording, and she said we can't because she looked a little pale and needed to get her lipstick. And then we watched her apply her lipstick. You're an influencer, we decided. You're a beauty influencer.
That's what I'm thinking, is I could do a tutorial.
100%.
For ladies who have mismatched lips. And here's what I mean. I think I've told you before that this is one of my great insecurities. And my insecurity list is long. It's very long. Very, very long. Partially because my sister used this as a way to make me feel bad about myself my whole growing up.
Those damn but sisters I have, really do that to you.
They really do. And it was unfair because my comeback, well, I'll tell you what it was. So I have mismatched lips. My top lip is narrow. It looks down to the ground. My bottom lip is full and juicy. I think you guys need to know.
Full
now you're going to have questions.
And juicy.
It is.
It is. That is true. It is full and juicy. That is true.
If I were thinking meaner things, I would describe it worse. But anyway, I have a thing. So my sister would make fun of me, and then she'd tuck her lip under and she'd be like, "Hey, I'm Andrea." Like, she was so mean. And so then I would be like, "Well, why don't you go and shave your mustache?" But the truth is that even if she did have a mustache, which, to be fair, dark-haired ladies, you know, it's an issue.
It's a thing.
You can wax that thing. I can't fix my lip.
Well, I mean, yes, you can.
I lip-lined it.
You just need to get, you know, do the, all of a sudden you're going to see her all plumped up.
Oh, filler.
Yeah, you can just fill in your top lip.
Maybe I will. I'd have a lot going on. You're going to have to tune in now.
So this topic, this is not actually the topic of today's conversation.
But I do want to say subscribe, because how will you even know if I got filler if you don't check out this episode and then a future episode?
True. And, you know, next time we decided we're going to hit record sooner than we did, so then we could also see the tutorial of you applying lipstick and us just kind of watching.
I could see you guys giggling. I had my headphones out, so I couldn't hear. So it's kind of like every girl's worst nightmare, where you're like, are the cool girls like laughing at me? I can see.
Totally.
They're laughing.
We were like, wow, she's applying that so nicely. Solid.
I did a
good
nice job. Thank you.
I want to know a quick, funny story.
Mm-hmm.
I was changing because we record multiple episodes, so I put on a new outfit or this easy dress, and I forgot a bra.
Ooh,
luckily,
you're free-balling.
I'm free-balling over here. Luckily, you can't really tell, but again, go to YouTube. You can see me free-balling, even though you can't really tell. But yeah, I feel very free right now.
I love this for you.
Right?
It would be a whole different situation for me. It would be like a gravity,
you, like, have
gravitational.
Boobs. I like situation. Don't really have many. There's not much. I call them pancake batter. That's what I refer to my boobs as, because, you know, gravity post babies. But then, you know, like when you pour the batter in to make pancakes, that's the situation.
There you
going
go.
On over here.
All right.
I could get some filler in my boobies.
Yeah.
And you could get some in your upper lip. So subscribe to our YouTube channel so you could see my new boobs and her new lips.
Honestly, if you subscribe to our YouTube channel and like millions of you, we might be able to pay for boobs and lips. So
please follow our show so we can get some new boobs and some new lips. Come on. That's like, that's what we're here to do, obviously.
But this is not what we're here to do today.
No, this is not what we're here to do.
Outside of our body insecurities and our plans for renovations of the bod, you know what is on my mind so please much right me. Now?
Tell me.
Like a lot. Parenting. The question I ask myself every minute of every day, especially in this, like, after all of this time together in the summer, am I fucking up my kids?
So much.
Am I fucking up my kids? Let me give you a story, and then you can tell
me
if I'm fucking up my kids. Actually, I'm proud of this story, and I want you to know it as we go into it. So the other day, when we were watching my kids play volleyball, my eldest, who just like leaves his shit everywhere all the time, is like, I don't have one of my shoes. Okay. Like, what? Oh. And he was kind of like, I don't know, whatever, we'll just leave it. What? We're not leaving your shoes?
No, dude, like, you need a shoe.
I have to spend $100 every time you need shoes. You have giant feet. You like, no, I'm not just leaving your shoe, but we're in a convention center. Like there, it feels like there's miles where there could be the shoe. So we're like, go and look wherever you last were and see if you can find the shoe. He's like, no. Like he was being a brat. And I get it. I was like, it's at the end of a long day. It's at the end of a long week. But just go look for your GD shoe. Like, just go
shoe,
and look
dude.
For it.
You need your shoe.
And we're pissy too. And I'm looking at him. Okay. So I look around for 0.2 seconds. I can see the shoe. Like, it is straight across the court. I mean, it's as big as a boat. I walk over. I grab the shoe. I come back to this child who's full of attitude. And I looked him dead in the eye. And I said, stop being a dickwad. Here's your shoe.
That is fantastic. I don't think you're fucking up your kid. I think like you're actually parenting him.
I mean, felt great about it.
Dickwad is a total fine use of a word.
He was being a dickwad. I thought he should stop being a dickwad. And I think there are parents in the world,
right,
who would take issue with that, who would say that I was being inappropriate, who would be very judgy about this. I'm sure there's some listening right now. And if you're listening and you're judging me, just wait till you have a 14-year-old dickwad kid. And so the thing is, it totally freaking worked. He looked at me, called out. He was like, And I looked at him and I was like, Like we do, you know, like parenting through this. Then he made this weird noise that he makes, which was like, And then I made the noise back at him. I was like, And then we walked away. He had two shoes. He knew that he was being a brat. He essentially apologized by making weird dolphin noises. And I bonded with him in that way.
I don't think that's fucking up your kid at all. Not even a little bit. You bonded and connected with him. Why? The term is irrelevant, right? He was being, I mean, what is a dickwad, by the way?
I don't ask questions. I just, it's a thing. At least I didn't say douchebag, because I wouldn't want to have to explain what that is. Like, I don't want him Googling douchebag.
Douchebag. Oh. Well, I mean, at least, now we're all going to Google dickwad, because I want to know what that is.
You Google it and tell me. You write it.
No, it's going to change my algorithm. I can't do that. I do not think you were. I think that is parenting 101. And I agree. I think there's probably some people listening who might have been like, well, I don't know, you name called. And it's like, but who cares?
Or like, I used inappropriate language, or I should have done, I don't know, should have done this, should have done that, should have done. I'm sick of should have done. I'm so over it right now.
Yeah.
Tell me that you've got your own story. Tell me that you've got something going on in your parenting that is questionable or potentially unpopular, you know, that you wouldn't necessarily shout from the rooftops, just the podcast rooftops.
Okay. So this is, I mean, I mess up every single day of my life. I mean, literally I'll be like, okay, today is going to be the day that I don't yell every day.
How's and that going like, for you?
Freaking 9 o'clock comes and I'm like, well, maybe tomorrow.
Like
maybe
9 a.m. Tomorrow.
To be fair, why don't they listen though if you don't yell? I ask just easy, like nicely over and over. And then it's like, okay, so yeah, I had a not so great parenting moment. We were at this swim meet. It was like the championship, whatever. My youngest, who would literally lose his head if it wasn't attached. Like that is the epitome of him. And I see him, he's getting ready for his relay. He doesn't have his goggles. Like this has been a constant thing. I'm like, you have to have your goggles. And well, here's another, I've told him if he doesn't swim with goggles, like his eyes are going to stop working. So that's probably not a good parenting choice either. Maybe is use it? A little fear to motivate. Clearly it's not working. So he's sitting there. So I go and I run and I try to get the goggles. I didn't have time. He gets in, their team's winning. And guess what happens?
What?
He loses the race, which again, I'm being judged for getting mad that he loses the race, but he lost the damn race because he didn't have his goggles on. He had to stop and kind of look. So I have all these moms around me. I'm just pissed. I'm like, oh my God, your goggles. And these parents are like, oh, you know, he did so well. I'm like, no, he didn't. He didn't do well at all. He swam without his goggles. That is, and they're like, oh, well, you know, he makes mistakes. I'm like, no. This is a constant issue of him not. Now he let down his team because he didn't have his goggles. And these moms were like, oh, and I go, okay, am I you're looking at me like I'm being harsh right now. And they're like, well, right. I mean, it's just a swim meet. And I'm like, but it's not about the swim meet. It's about the fact that it's this. And so he, guess what? So what happens? So he gets out of the water. Whatever. He starts crying. He's all upset because he lost the race. And I did not nurture him at all. I said, what are you crying about? And he said, I lost the race. Like, why'd you lose the race, buddy? Why'd you lose the race? Because I didn't have my goggles. Exactly. You didn't have your goggles, right? And then I gave him like a little bit of a hug and like his buddy came over, whatever, and he sent him on his way. So I will say that gentle parenting 101 would tell me that I fucked up so hard right there by letting him feel the disappointment of losing and it being kind of on him because he didn't have his goggles. So I just aired all that dirty laundry out there for everybody to judge me on.
I'm so glad that you did. And you said the unsafe word. What would be, yeah, I guess that would be the opposite of a safe word. Gentle parenting.
Uh-huh.
I think when
nothing
we come
gentle
back,
about it.
Let's zoom out and let's get honest about parenting culture right now.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Okay, so I don't know about you, but I'm over it with parenting culture right now. I'm friggin' fed up. Done.
Uh-huh. I would describe parenting culture now as, oh, you thought you felt guilty yesterday? Just wait till today. Yeah. Right? Just like, how can I worry any more than I already do? Oh, I watched that video or read that book, and now I'm realizing that I'm just getting it wrong everywhere possible.
Right. And that any sort of experience that I had as a kid was wrong. And so everything that I feel like I should do instinctually is also wrong. That's how it feels.
Yes.
And it feels like every single moment of every single day will lead our kids to either be like, this kind of like uber human who's like perfectly in tuned, emotionally steady and stable, like living just like this kind of next level, or like a sociopath, like every moment.
Sociopath.
Every moment.
100%. Well, because you're not, you know, that whole like because I said so apparently mm-hmm. is like a bad thing, but I'm sorry. Why do I have to do it? Because I said so. There is plenty of times to use those terms. But, you know, this whole like sit down on the ground all the time and work through the feeling and the emotion and help them name it and that. I'm sorry, but what? It is impossible to do. Mm-hmm. And like, I still just want to see what happens when all of these kids who feel and think and everything go out into the real world.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we're gonna tackle that question in our Hot Take Thursday. So if you're not subscribed to the show, make sure that you are subscribed because we are gonna touch that exact question. I'm sure we have opinions here. You mentioned though that it's impossible to do this constant centering of and perfectly holding our kids' experience. It's impossible to do. And we are so fucking stressed out from trying to get it right that we have very little margin to deal with the ups and downs of parenting our kids. And I feel like we also feel like our hands are so tied that there's only one thing that we can do, and that is centering their experience at every minute of every day. And I don't actually think we should be doing that.
No. No. Also, I think that there's this notion of everything has to have a feeling or everything has to have an experience where sometimes you're actually creating it for them, right? What are you feeling right now? It looks like you're this. And it's like sometimes kids are just there and doing their thing. And now we're creating this experience for them or telling them that they should be feeling a certain way or naming something that wasn't even there to begin with, mm-hmm. right? It's like over-pathologizing everything.
Right. Yeah, or just making it too much of a deal. I mean, we experience emotions that come and go all day long. Most emotions, if you just let them pass, and again, I'm not talking about toddler tantrums. That's like right. emotional development stage. But they come and go in like 90 seconds. You know, I just, this kind of constant navel gazing of how am I feeling right now? And how can someone else perfectly attune to it? To be honest, for little kids and even for middle-sized kids, isn't that kind of a terrifying world where like whatever I feel in the moment is on stage and everyone around me has to mold to it and respond to it? I feel confused by how this all plays out and what the point is.
Well, and I work with some teens, right?
Yeah.
And man, you like hear... You're like, oh, I can't do that. I'm too anxious. It gives me too much anxiety. I can't. And it's like, what? What? Mm-hmm. Like, what are you talking about? That's mm-hmm. not, anxiety can be a very normal human emotion or experience. And that's where it's, are we over teaching things or have we become so afraid of trauma? Because we, and believe me, I work with trauma. That's a big part of the stuff I do. However, we're so afraid of our kids having trauma or anybody mm-hmm. having trauma that we're almost like trying to prevent it, which I would argue might actually create trauma mm-hmm. like in a backwards kind of way. But mm-hmm. I think everybody, again, parents are just afraid. We're all afraid of getting it wrong. And mm-hmm. now we're getting told we're getting it wrong. We're doing mm-hmm. it wrong and we need to be doing it this way. And so it's mm-hmm. like this, I think a stressed parent is not good for anybody.
Yeah. You know, I do think that all of this is done with the best of intentions. I do think that there were parts of the way that we were raised that weren't great, you know? Mm-hmm. There was a level of neglect in some ways, and you can figure it out on your own and, you know, even kind of like stop crying, you know? Mm-hmm. That was too far, but I just think that sometimes when we try to reject everything, the pendulum swings too far. And like you said, this pendulum where we go, I want you to know that all of your feelings are okay. The feelings that get the most attention are the negative ones.
Yes.
The feelings that you're going to go sit there, how is it that you're feeling? And amplify are the ones that are negative. And you know what? We all have negative feelings. And sometimes being fucking resilient isn't like sinking into it and paddling around in it and being like, let's all talk about it all the time. You know, my kid when I was explaining my story before, he was being a brat, right? Probably not supposed to tell him he's being a brat. Now, I'm definitely not supposed to tell him he's being a dickwad, but the truth is that if I had been like, oh, buddy, you must be feeling really tired and worn out at the end of a long day to be acting that way. Like, what the fuck?
No.
Stop being a dickwad. Start being part of society and take care of your shit. That's what needed to happen.
Well, and that's where it's balance. Because we are about, helping our kids like name their emotion or how they're feeling or talk about those things. But it has to be within reason. Mm-hmm. There is a time and a place for get over it and move on. Mm-hmm. Don't stay stuck in it. And I would argue that the longer we talk through something with a kid, it actually keeps them stuck or makes them think about it in maybe a way that they weren't actually thinking about it before. They were on the way of moving on and getting over it. And now we're keeping them stuck. Let's process it. Let's talk about that emotion. Let's talk about this. When a lot of times they would just get up, dust their knees off and keep going.
Right. Right. We need a little more benign neglect here, right? We need
benign
a little bit more.
Neglect.
That's a good term. I'm going to be using that one later in this episode.
Fancy.
We need a little more of just like letting things roll on. I really, truly do. I don't know if you've experienced this as a parent, but I do. I notice that sometimes my kids come and they're going through something, right? And I do want to make space for it.
100%.
And I do want to listen. And I do care. I will tell you, they are over that way before I am.
Oh, big time. They get up the next day and it's like it didn't even happen and you're still thinking about it.
Right. Because they got everything they needed from those couple of minutes of being heard. We didn't have to sit and process it for hours and days. And I don't think I would be serving them by bringing it back to how they felt about it. You know?
Agreed. You sent me a really good video on this too. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
No.
It's the one where like the kid's having a tantrum on the ground. And I think the dad is just like, knock it off, like stop. And this woman comes on and she's like, this is abusive. He is abusing this child. And that is not caring. I mean, it was so belittling to the parent. And it was just incorrect. I mean, this woman was essentially saying that these parents are just fucking up their kid.
Right.
And that this is not how you take care of your child. This isn't how you love them. And it was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly. And the kid was being an asshole.
Yes. Yes. And I think that's when, again, we become so individualistic. We center ourselves or we center our children and we forget that we're part of a community. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest issue that I have is, if we're on a plane, for example, seen this recently, and someone's having a meltdown, especially if they're of the age where like it is more controllable, right? Mm-hmm. Having a little fit.
Not like a baby.
Not like a baby and not even like a toddler. Listen, we've all been there wrestling and overtired 18-month-old, 2.5-year-old, who they're truly wild animals. Like there's just, again, we all just
they're
look
nuts.
At that parent and be like, it's okay. Here, everyone's okay. Yeah. There is a 6-year-old throwing a temper tantrum, fussing about whatever, and their parent is going, you have really big feelings right now. Yeah, I see you're really mad. You're really, no. Turn to that kid and hiss with that mean face, there are other people on this plane.
Yes.
Stop it right now.
Yes.
Because none of us is the only person in the room. And I think it's okay to have that be part of your parenting. And I don't think that's going to fuck up your kid.
No,
but I think we're all being told all the time that anything like that is going to put them into therapy, or it's going to lead them to cut us off. And that's, you know, we just did an episode on cutting off your parents and if that's a good choice. And I think now we're hyper afraid that if we don't, I don't know, center their emotional experience perfectly at every moment of every day, that there's dire consequences to their health and to our relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a heavy burden to bear.
It's this whole world of fear-based parenting.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like, right? And so everybody's trying to parent from a place of fear or a place of their own stuff that hasn't been talked about or worked through, or what they didn't get from their parents. Like, it's mm-hmm. just, it's too much.
It's too much. And it's, I think, you know, we've been really activated about it and opinionated and spicy or whatever. But the truth is, I am this activated because I am afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if I'm getting this right. I wonder about this all the time. And that's all I want as a mom, you know, is to do this job really well. And I'm tired of feeling like I'm doing it wrong all the time, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could feel a little bit more certain, but I don't. And so I don't know. It's just, it's too much. It's too much. When we come back, I think we should do a little love it or hate it.
Ooh, I like this.
Along the lines of being the world's okayest parent.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. What are some things that you do that, you know, maybe not everyone approves of? What are some things that you hate that other people do? Let's give our opinions when we come back. Do you Reddit, Jessica? Do you go on Reddit at all?
I have recently. Actually, when we were looking up the cutting off family,
yes,
I went on Reddit to read.
Did you end up on a narcissistic? Yes. Did you end up on a narcissistic parents board? That's where I ended up.
I don't know, but I got to read the article for free because it was behind a paywall, and somebody's like, "Oh, use this link, and you can read it," and that's where I ended up.
Nice. I never knew
behind,
Reddit.
The article was behind a paywall, though, too.
Oh, it always is.
Yeah.
I did not know Reddit was a thing. I thought it was weird. The idea of message boards, it feels very like 1998. Like, are we in a chat room? I don't understand.
Chat rooms. Oh, I miss chat rooms.
Yeah, I love seeing now what people think about a topic. And even though the internet is full of absolute toxic garbage, you know,
what?
And social media.
Everything you read on the internet is right and factual and relevant. Duh.
That's how I act, but I don't think that's true. No, I mean, people are awful in lots of places, but mm-hmm. on Reddit, I don't know. There's a lot of good conversations going on. Anyway, I ended up on a parenting board that was called, I think, Snark Parents. And I was like,
Snark.
I think I've found my people. Yeah. And there was a whole, you know, topic with all of these comments that asked, what do you do as a parent that would make any number of subreddits clutch their imaginary pearls, but you will happily die on your okayest parenting hill? So that's the question I have for you. Something that is kind of a love it for you that is your okayest parenting moment or approach.
So how do I phrase it in a love it? Because I have a hate it, kind of a love it.
We'll start with a hate it.
Okay.
You can start with a hate it.
So I hate everybody gets a trophy. I hate that. Mm-hmm. I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that I allow my kids to sit in their disappointment, mm-hmm. to feel disappointment. Not for too long, right? But I love the fact that I will allow them to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's uncomfortable for me to do or to see the sadness and the tears. But I love letting them sit in it for a little bit.
I love that. I think it's, I mean, It's just true. You'd be disappointed. Right? You can totally feel that and be okay.
It's a thing. Yeah.
I mean, mine kind of goes along with that. My love it, I mentioned it before, benign neglect. There's a sense of like, I don't need to be involved in every minute. I really don't. And I also like to not respond to things sometimes because it's just like too much. And so I just pretend that I didn't hear it. And if I didn't hear it, I don't need to correct it. And so sometimes I'll even be like, nope, not available for that. You guys need to go out, like go outside because mm-hmm. I don't want to hear what you're getting into. Goodbye. Leave my house. Benign neglect. I'm not actually neglecting you. Like all your needs are met. I'm here for you when it's serious, but I don't need to be involved in everything. And it's the world is much better. They are much happier when I'm not. I have a hate it though. And
tell me.
This is going to come across as judgy. And maybe I am judgy. So I'm just going to say it.
I'm like, good.
Mm-hmm.
Say it.
I hate it when people kind of give the A-OK to whatever screen time is necessary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can judge. I will judge. I judge.
It's not healthy.
No, it's not.
It's not healthy. I understand that sometimes, you know, as a tool, you use screen time and sometimes as a bonding thing. Like, I love the idea. Family movie night. Amazing. Let's mm-hmm. all sit together. Let's bond in front of a screen. That's fine. But if you're like, yeah, we're doing like 10 hours a day of screen time because like we don't have childcare. I'm like, maybe you need childcare, you know, or we're doing 10 hours a day of screen time because they just fight me like crazy if I turn it off. Well, you're going to have to turn it off.
So who's the parent?
Or they'd be mad at me if I don't let them. Look, screen time battle is constant in my house. But again, I would love to apply a little more benign neglect and be like, you can get out in the real world. You can be bored. You can fight with your siblings. You can fucking figure it out. I don't have to anesthetize you with screens. And I think, honestly, in COVID, we all gave ourselves like a little too much of a pass. I'm not saying go device free.
No.
I'm just saying I hate it. The idea of like whatever goes with screens, because I just don't think that's healthy.
Okay.
All right. Come at me, internet.
Well, I was just going to say, you know what? I'll just join you on the soapbox so then they can come at both of us. You won't be alone on it because I kind of hate it. Kids with screens at dinner tables. Or restaurants.
I
really, really hate it. And I mean, there's a time and a place. I can't say that I've never been that parent by any means. However, I really hate walking into a restaurant now and seeing kids just staring at iPads. And, you know, I know the arguments that are out there with, well, this is the only, I'm going to just say, I hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate it.
Yeah. And you can hate it, not judge it. You can hate it and be like, oh, I hate that.
Just makes me sad. I'm not like, you're a bad parent. I'm not judging the parent. I truly am not, because I know that it is so hard to raise kids. It just makes me sad.
Yeah.
That there's no engagement within the family. That's what makes me sad. Or you go to, you know, any type of event. We were at a hockey game not too long ago, and my daughter and I just like sat back and looked all around at how many kids were just staring at phones. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about it. And it was so sad. Again, I'm not judging parents. I'm really not. It just made me so sad. Mm-hmm. So I hate screens.
Yeah, I do too. Parenting. So fucking loaded. It's pretty funny that we're like, I'm afraid of being judged for the way that I'm parenting. And then we're like, let me give you my opinions on how other people parent.
You know, we're judging you when we see you do this. So,
I'm not, to be fair, I'm not judging you.
I'm really
not. And I hope you're not judging me, dear listener. We're all doing the best that we can. We all want to get it right. It's so fucking heavy. Would you participate in this little exercise that Jessica and I just did? Would you tell us, share with us, your parenting fails, the things that you have done that maybe you totally stand by that you assume, you know, would not be approved by the gentle parent sanctimommies? And maybe you can tell us about your okayest parenting tips. We want to hear from you. Are you going to call your kid a dickwad? You know? Are you going to let them flounder after they lose the swimming race?
We're going to get dickwad trending.
That I would be very proud of my life's accomplishments if I, in fact, was part of that movement. Yes. Parent like a dickwad.
Parenting like parenting your dickwad kid. That's our book. That's our topic.
Yes, it is. Make sure you're subscribed so you can hear us tackle a touchy parenting question in our next episode. And like we said, we want to hear from you. So let us know what you think about what we think about today's parenting. That's it for today's Honest Conversation. But don't be sad. Didn't you hear? We'll be here for you, speaking some truth and feeling some feels every Tuesday and Thursday. So make sure to follow the show so you don't miss a thing. If you love what you heard here today, we would love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a review. It helps new listeners to find the show. We truly believe that these conversations are best when they're carried out into your real life. So share this episode with a friend and check out the show notes for more ways to connect with us outside of the show. Until next time, thank you for listening to Honest Women.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.